A second Siouxland area ethanol plant is shutting down. The first was Plymouth Energy in Merrill, and now Sioux Center-based Siouxland Energy Cooperative, a farmer-owned cooperative, has also stopped operations. The closures at both Iowa ethanol plants are temporary. A written statement blames the Trump administration's waivers so ethanol doesn't have to be blended into gasoline produced at what the board said were many large oil refineries. And Governor Kim Reynolds says President Trump will announce new ethanol production guidelines this week. Reynolds went to Washington, D.C. last Thursday for a meeting at the White House to talk about how to increase the federal ethanol production mandate. We could see more flooding along the Missouri River after heavy rains and flooding upstream in South Dakota. The National Weather Service says some moderate flooding is likely this week between Sioux City and Rulo, Nebraska. The Missouri River is expected to crest later this week. Veteran candidate and one-time school board member Sean Broyhill is again seeking a seat on the Sioux City School Board. Broyhill won a position 6 years ago, but had to resign to serve a jail sentence for violating probation on a previous misdemeanor theft charge. 39-year-old Broyhill was an unsuccessful candidate for the Sioux City School Board in 2017 and for an Iowa House seat in 2016. There are four Sioux City School Board positions that go before voters in the November 5th election. The last day to file to run in that school board election is this Thursday. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.